Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just realized something I've never asked you before as we listen to these guys. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on this opening day of the NFL season for most of us. I know there was a game Thursday and Friday night, but today is the day. 2025 season begins. But as we come back, what rock band would you want to see? Because I know we know about you love R&B, and both of us actually, but you know who I love. If it was any rock band I'm going to see, it's Van Halen. But I don't know that for you. And Zeppelin today kicked things off. Today is the day that Zeppelin played together for the first time live.
Yep.
So throw that on there, a little whole lot of love coming back. But is it them? Is it Stones? Is it Beatles? Is it Aerosmith? Who's the rock band?
I'm like the 70s and early 80s stuff. You're Foreigner. You know, people like that.
Okay.
But then also like ELO. And a lot of people thought they were big stage presentation with all the violins and everything. But I thought it was quite cool.
Carnival 9, man. I want that all day long. Yeah. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was just curious about that. Yeah, so if you had to go one show, get in a DeLorean, go back to see in the 70s.
ELO.
ELO. All right.
Oh, yeah, man.
Cool. Hey, we got a guest that's coming out here right now and wondering if he would want to join you. So we welcome Kyle Berger on from ABC Tampa, man. First of all, welcome back, and thanks for being a part of the show this morning. And did you
hear? Man, no problem at all. Yeah, I love being on.
Did you hear what we were just talking about? And do you have a rock band that you never saw, or you did see you want to see one more time, or like to go see them at least once?
If I had the DeLorean, I'd go back and definitely see the Beatles. I love the Beatles. I saw Paul McCartney in Orlando a couple of years ago. That's as close as I'm going to get to seeing the Beatles. I've been to Abbey Road, got the picture there. Want to go back. Yeah, Beatles, hands down.
Kyle, hang on a second. You went to Abbey Road. You didn't do one of those obnoxious things where you got three friends and tried to walk across the street and take the picture, did you?
No, well, I did it by myself, so maybe it's kind of obnoxious. I still need to go to Liverpool. I need to make the trip there, Strawberry Fields, all that, yeah.
I'm mad at you. I'd probably do the same stupid thing. Sam, slow down. We got to get the foot's up here. No, take your shoes off. McCartney didn't. He was barefoot. Anyway.
I did see last week I went and saw Blink-182 was in town last week. That's the last concert I went to, but that wasn't anything near a Beatles level.
No. And talk about a we could do this all day long here. George Clinton, P-Funk, I never saw them live, and I don't want to see that. Kyle, here's the phrase that we're saying here in Atlanta. You ready?
Yeah.
We ain't scared of Baker Mayfield. We ain't scared of him. Yeah, he got the Heisman. Yeah, he's turned things around. Yes, Tampa has embraced him, and he is playing better. But we ain't scared of him.
Yeah, don't be scared of Baker. Be scared of Hassan Reddick. There's no right protector, blindside protector for Michael Penix. That's who you should be afraid of.
See that.
Stirring you up here. Listen, man, what's the talk about that team down in Tampa and the expectations this year? And we'll compare notes.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, gosh, the expectation is Super Bowl, at least make it to the Super Bowl, win the NFC. This team is going for its fifth straight NFC South Division title, and the year they didn't win it, Tom Brady's first year, they won the wild card, wanted to win the Super Bowl. So expectation is Super Bowl with this group. That's all they're talking about down here. They think they have the squad finally to do it. Baker, he's been in the system for a while now. They have established running game with Bucky Irving and Rashad White. The receiving core we thought was the deepest we've ever seen until all these injuries have happened. You know, Chris Godwin's going to be out for at least the first month of the season. Jalen McMillan hurts his neck in the second preseason game against Pittsburgh. He's out for like 8 or 9 weeks. So now Emeka Ebuka, the rookie that everyone is raving about down here, he's really going to be thrown right into it from the opening kick. And he's a Chris Godwin mold. So you got Mike Evans, Ebuka, Kate Otten can still catch passes out there. Offensively, this team, it's really good. And then on defense, like I mentioned, they added Hassan Reddick as a pass rusher. That's something the Bucs have really needed the last few years to disrupt the quarterback. And Todd Bowles is kind of the defensive genius. So he's going to come up with these different schemes. And he's looking for interceptions, looking for turnovers this year. That last year, they've been really picking on this in practice this year is create turnovers, create interceptions. Last year, they landed 7 interceptions, which was the least a Todd Bowles defense has ever had in his career. So he's kind of harping on, get your hands on the ball, hold on to the ball, and get those picks.
That's Kyle Burgum, Tampa Bay 28, talking to ABC affiliate in Tampa. Of course, he's an ATLian. He's home folks, but he's on with us this morning. Always appreciate him. And he is social. You can always find him at Kyle_Burger, all lowercase, at Kyle_Burger. You said that. Also heard this week that a player's going to be healthy again. It's going to really help bolster things up front for Tampa for that things. Well, we got Kyle Pitts. I know folks from Florida remember him from his play in college. We think that if he comes out and plays the way he's capable of playing, he could be the big difference maker. What would Tampa Bay have to try to counteract a tight end with his ability if he comes in really ready to help out Michael Penix Jr. today?
It always seems like Kyle Pitts scores a touchdown against the Bucs. And last year had maybe the phantom one where we thought Antoine Winfield may have knocked out of his hands right before he got to the pylon.
Yeah.
But it seems like he always finds the end zone against this team. I don't know what it is. People think he's had a down career. I mean, he's had a 1,000-yard rookie receiver back his first year. But he always finds the end zone against the Bucs. The Bucs have a couple healthy safeties now. Like I mentioned, Antoine Winfield Jr., he could be out there to help kind of contain Pitts a little bit. He missed several games last year with an injury. The Bucs will be without Christian Izzy and another safety. But linebacker-wise, Lavonte David's still out there to kind of keep an eye on Pitts. But I think what the Bucs' edge in this game is going to be their defense. This defense looks like it's locked and loaded and ready to go. Vita Vea is back to rush the pass or stop the run. Hassan Reddick, him and Yaya Diaby are having a competition who can have the most sacks on this team this year. So there's a lot of motivation to get to the quarterback and just not let Penix have a clean pocket to throw the ball. So a lot will start up front to contain those receivers. And you mentioned Pitts. Drake London's right there too. I mean, he's one of might be a top 5 receiver in the league. So as long as the Bucs can rattle Penix a little bit, and honestly, I think the Bucs are glad Kirko Cousins isn't playing quarterback because he seems to tear up the Bucs every year with 750 yards passing last year in 2 games against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, but he like Baker Mayfield. He doesn't really scare anybody. He just had some good games.
No, he doesn't.
He ain't scaring nobody. Again, this is Kyle Burger, Tampa 28. I like the way you said that. Tampa 28, ABC. Before I ask you my question, where are you from here? Because Sam just said you're in Atlanta.
I grew up in Conyers. My family lives in the Alpharetta area now. I went to Heritage High School, then to Georgia College and State University, and then started my TV career and bounced all around the South.
Oh, okay. He was out there in Conyers probably during the Olympics.
Was it?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, the horse park was out there.
Yeah.
All right, here's what
I got to ask you this. I got to ask you this because this guy worked in Birmingham for a while.
Okay.
How much fun you had with that Florida State win over Bama last week, man?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Like, all my friends on the feeds are all Bama fans. And, it's funny to watch. They're all ready to burn everything down. I mean, they're like, fire Kalen DeBoer. Let's pitch into the NIL pot to get some money to fire, buy out DeBoer. It's crazy to see after I left and Saban winning everything and then you leave and then you never thought that time would come when Saban would leave and here it is. And it's kind of what we expected when Saban left. You don't think anyone can follow in those footsteps of what Saban was doing. So, it's a tough job for Kalen DeBoer to follow that.
And by the way, you guys shouldn't count that Tampa Bay Super Bowl with Brady. Because that was a one-year deal. No. That was a one-year deal. That was like when Barry Switzer coached the Cowboys. That was a one-off. You got one deal, and then he left. So
well, he was here for 3 years.
Yeah, I know, but you only got the one win, though. You had Tom Brady. Yeah. You had Tom Brady. I mean, come on. This is what I wanted to know. You mentioned Kirk Cousins. And my thought was, as we sit here and dissect and assume we think this is going to happen or we're going to look for this when this matchup happens today, you got a guy in there you don't know. You don't know what you're going to see. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of folks here in Atlanta don't know what they're going to see because they didn't play much in the preseason. So What is the conversation about what you've seen from Michael Penix Jr.? I know we touched on it a little bit, but listen, when the thing gets going, you personally, Kyle, what do you want to see or what are you expecting to see from this player?
Well, people down here in Tampa love Michael Penix Jr. Like he has a street named after him down here, Michael Penix Boulevard, and because he's from He went to Tampa Bay Tech. People love this kid down here. His parents still live down here in Plant City. So what I'm expecting, I mean, he is a tough kid. He can really throw the football. So honestly, I'm expecting him to be kind of running all around back there without the blind side protectors. It's going to be a tough day, I think, for Michael Penix Jr. But he's capable. I mean, he has the arm talent. He's not really a big scrambler, but he can move like Mahomes in the pocket and do some a little bit of magical stuff back there. But he's got the receivers. He's got the running back he can lean on. It's going to be a tough go for him. The advantage the Bucs have is the pass rush, I think, this year. So it's going to be tough for Michael Penix. I still like the Bucs to win this one, but gosh, I don't know. I think the Falcons and Penix can keep it close because it seems like these two teams always play close. But you don't know what to expect from Michael Penix. He only has three or four starts under his belt, so it's kind of like a rookie coming in there.
Yeah, when I'm thinking they lean more on the run game, I think you lean on the run game that the Falcons do because you're trying to see how that offensive line responds and find a combination that works. But that's the thing that makes the premium come on Kyle Pitts on the tight end, being there, being that safety valve, being wherever Pitts needs, wherever, you know, Penix needs him to be. And I think that's what makes him such a key to watch for the Falcons in this game. That's why I ask you, who can we expect to try to size up and try to line up and really guard against Pitts during this game today? I think there's going to be a big matchup.
Yeah, and with a healthy Vita Vea, who's expected to play today, the Bucs can really clog up the run game. I was looking at Bijan Robinson's stats against the Bucs. I think 60 yards might be as high as far as on the ground. He can do some stuff through the air, catching passes. So maybe you look for him to, you know, when the coverage breaks down, dump it off to Bijan. So that could be where he gets his yards at.
You know, we got Kyle Berger on the phone here down in Tampa. He's at Tampa 28 ABC. And we're talking about Michael Penix and what to possibly expect from him. But one of the things we haven't asked you about is, and listen, we're having some fun with Baker Mayfield. All right. It's what you do. But this dude's missing some of his offensive line, too. You got a tackle missing. How is that going to affect how he plays?
So, yeah, that is huge. You're missing literally your best player on the team, Tristan Wirfs. He is the all-pro left tackle, protects Baker Mayfield's blind side. Those two are best friends outside of football. And you got a new guy who they signed as a free agent before they really knew how serious Tristan Wirfs' injury was. They brought in this guy named Charlie Heck. So the best thing the Bucs have had is they've known that Wirfs has been out, was going to miss at least the first three or four games. So they've been able to prepare this entire training camp to get them all this offensive line in sync. So it is tough. It's kind of like how Penix is missing his blindside protector. So is Baker. But the Bucs have had all this time to prepare for that. So I don't know. It's hard to, you don't want to say it's not a big deal, but it is a big deal once you're best player. But they've had the time to prepare. You have Bucky Irving back there, who's a dynamic runner. Rashad White's more the pass protector, third down guy. I think the Bucs will be fine. I think it's more of a, if you're looking at it, the Bucs and the Falcons both missing, you know, your same type of positional player. Bucs have the advantage because they had the time to prepare. So that's kind of where I see that. But it's hard when you're missing your best player, though, on your roster.
All right.
Yeah,
we got to go down and see this dude.
I know it.
We got to go. We got to go down to what's the beach down there, right off of?
Clearwater.
No, not Clearwater. We got Clearwater, but I'm talking about a little farther down, like the best beach.
Anna Maria, Siesta Key.
Siesta Key.
That's my two favorite.
Siesta Key. We got to go down there, me and you.
We got to go down to a baseball game where they're playing in the Steinbrenner Field down there. You
remember? Yeah, that's 20 games left.
Yeah, man. We go down there. We go to the new Braves Stadium in Sarasota County.
Yeah.
Go to that cool Northport park. It got a weird name. Anyway, Kyle, listen, as always, buddy, hopefully we will talk to you before the next matchup between the Braves and – I mean Braves – between the Falcons and the Bucks, because that's later on in the season. So
I think it's a Thursday nighter, too.
Definitely gonna get you back in.
Road trip.
Yeah. All right, man. Listen, have a great day, and hey, it's football season.
Oh, I can't wait. We made it, guys.
There you go, Kyle Burger.
Thanks, Kyle.
Tampa 28 there at ABC.
It's our home, folks.
And he's from out there in Conyers. He's out there by the I should tell him the Supernatural Highway.
Yep, he's on the way.
We are gonna wrap things up here in a little while and turn things over to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show with Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning. The opening act for a full day of NFL action, and we're going to be doing this for you every week. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.